Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, beloved. This is Sister Judith, and I welcome you to the broadcast today. We're going to continue right on in a message about knowing the will of God for your life. Beloved, the power of victory is the Lord's. And if we will yield to Him, He will reveal His will for our lives. And I believe one of the ways that we can seek to know His will more perfectly is through a great love and desire and hunger for His Word, because the Word of God is the revealed will of God in terms of our actions, our thoughts, the attitudes of our heart, our behavior, our character. And if we will seek to obey the Lord in those areas which are revealed, then He will surely lead us in the details and specifics of our lives. Should we move or should we stay where we're at? Should we take that job or is it the other one that's really going to work out better? What should I do regarding my son, my daughter? What about the school they're going to? All sorts of specific things. God will lead us. But the first and most important thing is to be surrendered to Him. As Jesus said, if you love me, you'll keep my commandments. And every act of obedience on our part in the light of God's word brings us into a more vital relationship with Him. If we can only say, Lord, here I am, help me to be what you want me to be. If we do that, if you're willing, brother and sister, it will open up avenues within your inner man, your innermost being, to let the Lord do with you as He so desires, and you will always be pleasing to Him. We all have the anathemas of the flesh life hurled at us, but through Jesus Christ, we are set free. Whom the Son sets free is free indeed. The 8th chapter of Romans tells us how we overcome the deeds of the flesh, the mortifying or putting to death those acts of the carnal nature. That's by putting them to death, to kill them. We are made able through the power of the Holy Spirit abiding in us. God has an overall plan for our lives, beloved, for each one of us. Before we were born, He knew exactly why He created you. He had a plan and a purpose, and so our delight is to find out exactly what that is. But, beloved, as we yield to Him, that plan will be revealed. His will shall be made known. He doesn't want to keep you in the dark. He doesn't want to keep you confused or wondering, I just don't know what it is God wants me to do. He wants, beloved, to make you a vessel of honor. And so many have missed God's best because they turn back just when God wants to use them and display them, if you will, as an example of His great power and glory. It's our human nature, our carnal nature. The flesh just recoils at surrendering. Not me, Lord, not me. I can't do that. I'm not worthy. And we may not say this, but we feel down inside, I really can't be what the Bible says I am. I'll never forget, I shared with someone just the other day, it was not my desire to do what I'm doing, let me say, to be a preacher, to have been a pastor, to have been a missionary, to be on radio. That's the last thing. And as I ever dreamed of doing, and I can remember back in the 70s when I came to the Latter-day Abiroom, 41st and Telegraph, Brother Glass had asked me to lead worship. He was going to be out of town. Brother Lee was going to be preaching. And, of course, I dutifully said, well, yes, but I was terrified. And I managed to do it with the help of our wonderful organist. She carried me through it. But as I walked off the platform of that beautiful sanctuary to go back to my seat, I said, I will never do that again. Beloved, don't say you can't. Don't say you won't, because God has a way of making you do the things He's called you to, and even to love and enjoy doing it, because there's a joy in doing His will. And what is God doing in this hour? He's revealing His mysteries. He's revealing His truths that will set the captive free, not only in the lives of multitudes, but beloved, in your life. Are you perfectly free? I don't think any of us are totally walking in that glorious liberty that God has promised us. Why? Because we're in process. There's a healing work. He is the shepherd that restores our soul. And that isn't accomplished by, you know, a wave of His hand. He does it gently. He does it patiently. He does it in a measure and at a rate that we are able to bear. He will make weaklings a powerhouse for the Lord. I believe that. He takes the weak things of the world to confound the mighty, the weak things to confound the strong. So be encouraged, beloved. Those of us who in days past have struggled and pulled against the leading of the Holy Spirit are going to come to a place of complete and absolute surrender and say, yes, Lord, your will for me, for my life, for my family, your will be done. You know, when Jesus was hanging on the cross, they mocked Him and they said, if thou be the Son of God, come down from the cross. He was the Son of God, but He hung there condemned in your place and mine. He couldn't come down because why? In the Father's plan and will, He had to bear your sin and my sin as God's perfect Lamb of sacrifice. He became our holy and righteous Passover Lamb. And God is looking for those who will yield to Him, but He will never take your right to yourself. In other words, He will not force Himself on you. He will never demand or force you to do something. That's why He gave us free will. He wants us to lovingly and willingly love Him and serve Him. He'll never force you to say, not my will, but thine be done. Beloved, it's up to you. You have to want, you have to desire to surrender your life, your will, your way, your understanding, your reason, and your demands to His will, and even your desires. And you know, beloved, it is the work of the enemy that robs so many people who are lost in sin and darkness. They think that surrendering to the Lord, giving their life to the Lord, walking with God, is somehow going to deprive them and take away the joys and the fun they have in their life. Beloved, they haven't even learned, they don't even know what it is to truly live. Because when we put God first, He gives us more joy, more fulfillment, more satisfaction than we could possibly dream of. David said in Psalm 16, in thy presence is fullness of joy, and at thy right hand are pleasures forevermore. Pleasures, plural. And we don't even know what the extent of that is. He can cause us to lead a full, happy, satisfied life in here and now. But who knows the things, the wonderful experiences, the treasures, the pleasures He has for us in eternity when we dwell with Him. And so, when we are willing to make this exchange, we in essence become spiritual bondservants or slaves to the Most High God, that His purposes might be fulfilled in us. Paul talked about that and claimed to be one. And so what can we say? Beloved, the Lord is looking for those who are willing to move from their position of resistance, those who are just stuck in their ignorance, and seek to know His will. And as we do this, He then, the Lord, will become all and in all. And then we will receive His strength. We'll receive the mind of the Spirit, the knowledge of what He wants to do. And through our obedience, He receives the glory, the praise, and the honor that is due Him. When we are willing to do this, the spirit of wisdom and revelation that Paul spoke of in the book of Ephesians will be released and operative in our lives. Beloved, the scripture tells us, now are we the sons of God. Hallelujah. And we find a position totally different from that which we've been taught in days past. Beloved, I mean, it's not just making it by, just hanging on until the bitter end. Beloved, our position is one of authority and power through Christ. We are already seated with Him in heavenly places. We're to rule and to reign with Him. Therefore, the Lord has entrusted us, He has given us, He's commanded us to have specific authority and power over Satan here on this earth. Luke 10 and 19 tells us so. Listen to what he said. Behold, I give unto you power to tread upon serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you. Hallelujah. Jesus let the Father live out his life in him. He didn't do anything but what he saw the Father do it. And beloved, you and I, as sons and daughters of God, can let the Son live out his life, live out his will in us. God will make a way where there seems to be no way. Everything which was said of Jesus should be said of us. Why? Because we're his corporate spiritual body left here on this earth. He's the head of the body. There's no clamoring to occupy that position. That position's been filled. He is the head, but we are his body. In other words, every direction, just like our physical brain, our head rules what our body does, so the Lord is that same master of the body of Christ. Hallelujah. And so to know his will for our lives, we must keep in mind that God is working out his glorious purposes in our lives. Sometimes it might seem he's unmindful of us for a time, but he's not. He may appear indifferent to our personal circumstances, but he's not. He's causing all things to work together for good to those who are called according to his purpose. Even though your burdens may be heavy, beloved, God's love is upon you, and his eyes that watch you are without sleep. They see all your needs. They see your testing and your frailties, and he's going to help you. Praise God. Well, the time has just flown, and I must bring this broadcast to a close. If you're struggling, if you're in a place of trial or testing, there's a spiritual principle of the power of agreeing prayer. And I've experienced that in my own lives. When I need help, I will ask someone to pray with me. And so I do ask for your prayers, beloved, and I invite you to share your prayer requests as the announcer gives our contact information. Thank you so much for joining me. I love you dearly. Thank you, UCM Partners, for your faithfulness. Until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass. Say, may God's best forever be yours is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless. Oh.